The next patient is Odessa Jowers. The last name is J-O-W-E-R-S. Clinical case, Odessa is O-D like in Delta, E-S-S-A. 84-year-old, white female, that is into the office today. And she has been complaining of frequent falls. The patient has orthostatic hypotension and she's not taking medications that could bring the blood pressure down, period. The administration of furosemide is 3 times a week. The patient is not dehydrated. Period. Another contributory factor is that the patient is becoming anemic. The hemoglobin is 10.9, which is another contributory factor for weakness and for low blood pressure, period. We are going to refer the case to the cardiologist, and we are going to order Midrodine, M-I-D-R-O-D-I-N-E, 5 milligrams every 8 hours, period. Number two, anemia. The anemia is related to iron deficiency. The patient had been in the past submitted to colonoscopy and gastroscopy have been negative. We are going to reinvestigate the situation because the serum ferritin and the serum iron are low. The patient quit taking the iron because of constipation, and she is becoming anemic. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism that is controlled with the administration of levothyroxine. Following number, renal tubular acidosis that is compensated. Following number, hyponatremia with a sodium of 133. The patient was emphasized about the need to restrict the fluid intake, liberal sodium intake. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, chronic kidney disease that remains stable. In the profile, the patient has an estimated GFR of 77 with a creatinine that is 0.72 and a BUN that is 13. There is no evidence of proteinuria. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. Period. Taking into consideration the living arrangements, she lives with a son. I had the opportunity to discuss the case with the son, but he's obese and he's not in the best physical shape to take care of her. I am recommending a family discussion regarding assisted living placement. Paragraph. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 27 minutes in the documentation, 6 minutes.